Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Tomorrow's Friday, so that's always great news. So I see here you're a bit of a newer business. So you just got about 2 years. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Well.
Okay. Has it always been like that, or is it just lately?
Just lately.
Okay. So we can definitely help you out on that. What do you currently do for marketing? How do you get your new clients?
Exist.
How's that working?
I've been getting leads a day or two.
That's good. See, the way that we do things is a little bit different than Angie's. We have exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with anybody else that does what you do. So these are calls that go directly to you. There's no sharing of leads either. So these are phone calls that are going to go to your phone. And we do this with first page placement on Google. Are you somewhat familiar with that term?
No.
Okay, so you're going to get about 15 keywords. So these keywords are going to be of services that you offer. So when somebody searches one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where that local map section is. Now, we'll make sure to cover all bases. So that'll be with Yahoo, Bing, Amazon Alexa, as well as Siri. And then the other thing that we do that works really well are Facebook ads. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Would you be open to opening up a Facebook account for your business?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Okay. Perfect. So the way that those work is somewhat similar to Google. So we do direct target marketing. We only put ads in front of people who are actively looking for your services. So we do target, of course, locations, income levels, as well as age groups. And it's all included in the flat monthly cost. So it doesn't matter it doesn't matter how many clicks you get. It's all included in the flat monthly pricing. And she looks like here that Lulu did apply a new in business credit, which is great. It was Google's birthday yesterday as well. So we are waiving setup fees today. So for the monthly cost for our service is only going to be $249 per month, and that includes everything that I just went over. So what do you think about everything? What questions do you have for me?
I think it sounds like something beneficial, for sure. It's just really high.
It's just really what? I'm sorry?
High.
Did you say high?
Yeah. You do military discount?
We do normally do a discount, and the way that we do the discounts on that is with waiving the fees of the setup fees. But we're waiving the setup fees anyways because of what's going on with the Google promotion right now. The $249 is the lowest price we also offer the actual package. If you want to remove Facebook ads, we can put it a little bit lower at $199 per month. But there's just no way to go any lower than that. I mean, with the packages, the way that it's set up is it's not a bill. It's more of an investment because people are going to find you. They're going to call you. You're going to get jobs, and it's something that's going to pay for itself because, I mean, it's marketing. Nowadays, that's as a business, that's what you got to do. You got to market your business to get money. Those would be the best options. If you want to stick with Facebook, which I always recommend for you to stick with Facebook because it's a great return on it. But I mean, it's completely up to you guys and what you think is best.
So what is the social media? Is it supposed to be paired with the Google, or how does that work?
What is what? I'm sorry. Sorry, it's because you sound a little far away.
The social media and Google, is it supposed to be like a pair together, or
yeah,
what?
So we pair them together because they work really well together. For example, if someone does a search on Google and then this person goes on Facebook, they're going to see your business on Google, and then they're going to see an ad on Facebook for your business as well. So it pairs side by side really well because it's in your face all the time, you know, and typically that's how people make decisions, is by a company that looks the most familiar to them or they see the most.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah, it happens a lot. So you'll do a search online, and then you'll be somewhere else, and then you'll see an ad for the same thing you search, and you're like, you know? Same concept.
How does it know?
It knows because of companies like us that we basically do all the back-end stuff, and it's just marketing. That's what it is marketing.
Okay. You said the lowest you can go on that plan would be $199?
It's $199 without Facebook ads, but I recommend you do Facebook ads. And I was giving you guys $100 worth of Facebook ads for just $50 more at $249 per month. I always recommend those Facebook ads. But, you know, it's your guys' decision. And those are the lowest prices we have, the packages, and it's because you guys are new in business. So we do like to help out our newer businesses as much as we can.
Okay.
That's right. Are these guaranteed, or like, cause just like for instance, Yelp want to charge me how much? Like $300-something, but in the monthly prescription or free one, I didn't get about one business call at all. And then all of a sudden, now they want me something like some type of business after the fact I have to pay the $300.
Yeah, so Yelp is more of a directory. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I use Yelp, I only use Yelp for restaurants. I don't use them to find, like, services. I go on Google when I do that. We are a Google Premier Channel partner company as well, so we have to follow strict Google guidelines, and Google does not let us give any type of guarantees. And in reality, no company can really give you a guarantee that you're going to get a certain amount of calls simply because you never really know. But what I can tell you, you know, is that everybody does use Google. And 90% of those people, they pick a company that's on the first page. They don't go through list and list trying to find somebody. So that's why we put you there. For landscaping, just in your area in the past 30 days, there was a little bit over 1,200 searches done just for that keyword. So the demand is there in your area. There is definitely a demand compared to a lot of other areas.
Okay, I have one more question. So, like, if he gets it and he decides to maybe a month, two down the line, can he cancel at any time?
Yes, so you can cancel whenever you want. There is no contracts, and we do go over this through the voice verification, and I also give this to you in writing because I understand that many times miscommunications or people aren't transparent with things, so we don't like to do business that way. So we do give that to you in writing. Now, we do ask that you give us 2 months, at least 2 months, to show you that we can bring you clients, because it does take a little bit of a process from when you start. It takes about 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to get your onboarding call. They're going to tell you what keywords are searched the most in your area. And they're going to ask you more details about your business. After that, it's going to take about 3 to 5 days. You're going to get a dashboard, which is an application that's going to show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks you've received. Everything's going to be tracked so you can see the results for yourself. For Facebook ads to go up and running, that's going to be about 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement, you're looking at approximately 30 to 45 days. Google is going to mail you out a verification pin. So this is a really crucial when it comes with Google, because there is a process that we need to follow with Google. But it after that, we maintain you. We're going to bring you in clients as soon as 7 to 14 days with those Facebook ads. But what was I going to tell you? I forgot. Oh, there was going to be one more thing I was going to tell you. Yes. So with that Google verification, you just want to make sure you get that back to us as soon as possible. It's going to be like a little pin.
And is it a one-time fee?
It's a monthly cost because it's a monthly service. So Google is constantly changing its analytics that go on in the background. So what we're going to be constantly doing is changing the analytic part in the back end of all of your business information so we can constantly be keeping you on the first page. It's a service, and it takes time, unfortunately.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea. You got to make money to spend money.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's all about a business, you know, and especially in the beginning, too. It's when it's the hardest. But if you don't spend money to make money, it's doesn't go very well most of the time, unless you're one of those lucky few companies.
I know. Right now, I'm not. I'm just, trying to keep my foot in the water.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? I mean, you want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do for your business?
Can you give me a little more time? I want to try you out. But right now, I want to make a little more money before I try to get out to say.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I always tell our clients as well, you know, like you can wait as long as you want to start the program. We are looking to close the position. So when the position closes, it's not going to be available anymore. But it's kind of a 50-50 shot if it does close. Sometimes they close quickly, sometimes they don't. So it's just a matter of if the position is still available whenever you're ready.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is it just like cost-wise that's kind of holding you back at the moment?
Yeah,
I know. I wish I could help you guys out more. Normally this package is $5.99 a month. So I wish I could lower it more, but unfortunately, that's the lowest they'll let me lower everything to.
And right now, he currently does not have a social media.
Yeah.
So is that an issue? Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a problem. So typically what we do for our clients that want Facebook ads, but they don't have Facebook, we just make them a Facebook account for them. So it's not a problem for us. We help you out on all of these things, on what needs to be done or what you need help with. For example, a lot of our clients, when they're barely starting, they don't really have pictures of the work that they've done. So we will use stock photos until you get your work going. Let me see here. Do you guys have a website or no?
I'm still working on it.
Okay, because what I can do also is I can include a free website in there at no extra cost, and we can maintain it for you also. So I can include that in with the pricing. So you don't have to pay to get it done somewhere else. I mean, it'll just be, we can manage that for you.
That's their job.
I hear you thinking all the way over here.
Like I said, I think it'll be beneficial. it's just a worry because, you know, you really just trying to maintain right now and it's getting harder. So, I mean, you can do it, spend $199, maybe $200 or $250, put your name up there and people might be able to find you faster.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you still ain't made no money.
Yeah.
Until they actually call you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, and also the longer you kind of put it off as well, it's just going to get harder. We typically like to go for customers that they have some work going, because as soon as it starts slowing down, it's like they can change their keywords and start picking up more work. So they don't have a down period. It really, for example, right now that you are having a down period, it's the hardest part there just because you have to try to pick yourself back up, you know. But if you continue doing what you're doing, you're most likely going to keep getting the same results. So you also kind of want to keep that in mind. What I can do as well, I can put it in the notes if you want to start with the $199. I can put it in the notes that if in the future, as soon as you start getting work, if you want to add Facebook ads, we can sell you those. I can still honor the same pricing of the $100 worth of Facebook ads for $50 more a month. And you can change that and take that offer at any time.
And will I still get a free page?
Yes, everything's still going to be included if you want to do the $199 route. I'll just, like I said, it won't be the Facebook ads, but I'll still put it in the notes. So when you're ready to add it, we'll still honor that discount for you.
And then what are we doing? Will somebody call me to try and help me with the page or?
Yes, so what's going to happen is after I process everything here, I'm going to set up a time for you to, well, not meet because they're going to be calling you. It's going to be the onboarding team. They're the ones that are going to handle all of the back-end stuff, and they're going to tell you, like, look, because I'm the one who's going to put down in the notes what services you offer, so they're going to research in your area what keywords are searched for the most. So you guys are going to decide what jobs you're looking for to get the most of. So that's what you're going to be getting calls for. And then they're also going to ask you, what colors do you want your website to look? Do you have pictures of the work that you've done, or do we need to use stock photos? Anytime you need to make changes on the website as well, you can make those changes whenever. You can call us. You'll have access to do that also.
All right. Well, I think I have the
$199. Yeah.
I do the $199 one.
Okay. And I'll make sure to put it in the notes as well, like I did mention about those Facebook, whenever you're ready. And let me make sure I have the basics of your information correct as well. I have your first name as Mariko. Is it spelled M-A-R-I-K-O?
C-O.
C-O. Okay, I'll update that here. And then what is your last name?
Henderson.
Henderson?
Yes.
Okay. So just to spell it out, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your email address?
It is HendersonMariko263 at gmail.com.
Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 7135, is this the phone number that you want your clients to be calling you on as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for business name, I have it as MOH Lawns and Services. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And for and, I have it as the symbol, not the actual word. Is that correct?
Yeah, but okay. Well, is you can do A N D because it's on my E I N office. For some reason, it won't let me do the symbol.
Okay, so you want me to spell out the actual word A N D?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry.
I said the symbol means the same thing.
It does, but the reason why I ask is because we're going to clean up your internet presence. We're going to make sure that all of your information is accurate across all directories, so when people are trying to find you, it's all correct information. So if you want it to look like the symbol, I can do the symbol. You know, that's going to be on the Google Business Profile as well, or if you want the actual word, that's why I always ask.
Actual word.
Okay. Now, for the business address, you want to, it has to be a physical address. This is where Google is going to mail out the address or the verification pin. The address that I'm looking at is the 360 Crescent Lane. Is that the correct address?
Lot 39.
No, the one I'm seeing is the 360 Crescent Lane in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah, 360 Crescent Lane, lot 39, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35404.
Okay, let me make sure I got it correct then, because it's pulling it up as the other address. So, the numbers, what were the numbers to the street?
360.
Mm-hmm. And what is the street name?
Crescent Lane.
Okay, so it was the, okay, I misunderstood you then. So it is the 360 Crescent Lane. Okay, so let's put that down.
Yeah, it's just the lot number, lot 39.
And when you say 39, is that like an apartment number?
Lot
number.
Oh, lot 39. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. I'll make sure it's correct. Okay, lot 39. Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, I'm going to put you. And I'm assuming, I'm not sure if she's your wife. I'm assuming she's your wife. should I put her on the account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her name?
Kimberly.
Okay. Same last name as Henderson?
No, it's Logan.
Okay. All right. And for services that you offer, so tell me the basic services you offer, so then we're going to let you know on your onboarding call what the keywords are. You can give me as many as you'd like to list out.
All right. Going to be live service, of course.
Okay.
Pressure washing.
Okay.
Carpet cleaning.
Okay.
mobile car detailing / washing.
Okay.
And painting.
Painting. Interior and exterior?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, for your onboarding call, they do call you within an hour window. The call is between 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. So what does your availability look like for tomorrow, Monday, or if need be, Tuesday?
All right.
Yeah, I guess.
12 or 1.
Between 12 to 1. Let me see if we have availability. Yes, we do have availability. So the call will be between 12 to 1 tomorrow. And
you know,
I'm going to send... I'm sorry?
You know what number they'll possibly be calling from?
Yes, I'm going to give you all that information as well. I'll text it to you right now. It's going to be our office line, which is going to be the 877 number. I'll throw in my extension in there as well. So you have my direct extension if you want to reach me, but it'll be an 877 number.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent it over to you. So between tomorrow, it'll be between 12 to 1. I'll email you over that Google invite as well when we get off the phone. Now we're doing Google business profile. Now I know for most likely for your industry, you don't need to be licensed or insured, but are you licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're not doing Facebook. We are doing a website. Okay. So this is another option and it's included in the service. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's up to you if you want to add it. It's payment integration. So your website is going to be a secure website. Your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the other, we have another feature. It's also included. It's up to you if you want to use it. It's a call tracking feature. We give you a phone number. That's the phone number that your clients are going to call. The calls still go directly to you. But all calls are going to be recorded, so you can always see what calls you've gotten. It also reduces spam calls a little bit. It's completely up to you. Do you want to add that feature?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we are going to add the app as well, so you can track everything. For specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
All right.
What would you like to pick?
Zip code.
Okay. What zip codes do you want to target?
Go in there. Go play with Willow.
If you'd like as well, you can have them, because I know sometimes it might be difficult to get all of the zip codes you want to get to. If you want to write a list and just have them ready tomorrow for your onboarding call, we can do that as well. It's up to you. You want to wait till tomorrow, or do you want to do it right now?
You can wait till tomorrow.
Okay. And just remember, you can pick counties or cities as well, so it's completely up to you. Now,
yes,
for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
9 to 5. Monday through Friday.
And how about weekends?
Yes. It's on weekends.
Do you want me to put on weekends by appointment only?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use, is it going to be under your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay. Now, for your name, is there going to be any middle initial on the card?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And is the billing address going to be the same, the 360 Crescent Lane, Lot 39?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of card is it going to be?
What kind of what?
What type of card, like MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Okay.
The card, actually, since it's a payment card, does not have his business name attached to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking you were talking about my own
business card.
Okay. No, you're good. Okay, I'll make sure to get the company name off, so it'll just be under your name. And then it's a Visa. And then I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
All right. And I do have my middle initial letter.
Okay. What's the middle initial letter?
O.
Okay.
I get my name from M-O-A. My initial.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense now. Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm ready whenever you are.
4737-0200-2675-4143.
And the expiration?
0827.
And the security code?
791.
Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's going to be so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick from three different questions. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is her maiden name?
G-O-R-E.
Okay, so I'm going to go through the voice verification now. It's going to be done on a recorded line. It's going to outline the terms of the agreement. If you have any questions or anything about the what we're going over, just let me know so I can clear it up for you, okay? So the first thing we're going to start with, if you can please state your name, please state the name of the business.
Mo Learn and Services.
Mm-hmm. And please state your name and title within the business.
Mariko Henderson. I'm the owner.
Mm-hmm. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls unrelated to local splash. So this is why we're going to ask you this security question every time, so you know it's us calling you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 28th in the non-refundable amount of $199. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, and that'll be on the 28th of every month in the amount of $199. It is a reoccurring payment. You may also discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting us. We do ask that you contact us at least 3 days before your next billing so we can process everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails shortly. Actually, I probably got the card wrong because it told me it was wrong. Hold on. Let me see what it said in the notes. Let's see here. It says it was declined. Do you know if there's enough funds in the card? I could have possibly put the card number in wrong.
Well, it is. I didn't get anything on my end in the world.
Okay, let me make sure I got the card information right. Expiration August of 27, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
And then security code is 791.
Say it again.
791.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me get the card number one more time. I could have possibly got it wrong. And let me make sure that I have it right. What is the card number again?
4-7-3-7-0-2-0-0-2-6-7-5-4-1-4-3.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. 4-7-3-7-0-2-0-0-2-6-7-5-4-1-4-3. Is that correct?
Yeah. 4-1-4-3, yeah.
Okay. And then the billing, the zip code on that, 35404, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's update that. Now let's see. Okay, so I must have got it wrong because now it's processing. My apologies. Okay, so you should be receiving text messages and emails. All right. I'm going to send you over through text message as well. It's going to be the terms and conditions. It's going to outline what we went over right now, what we're going to do for you. It has everything that we talked about also. So give me a second while I send it to you. Okay, it's taking a little bit on my end. Okay. All right, perfect. I'm going to send it over to you right now. It's going to be the terms and conditions. I just sent it over to you. If you can open up the link and just let me know when you're there, please. And the terms and conditions go over everything we talked about. So we're going to do that Google business profile for you. We're going to optimize that. We're going to take care of the directory submissions for you, which is over the directories. We're going to include that website in there for you as well. And then it's going to break down the payment, which is just the $199, no setup fees, $199. Also, if you get really busy, you can always put a pause on your account. So just give us a call and let us know. That also goes over the cancellation that you can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is just click on that box, that says I certify. Type in your name, just the way that it looks with the capital letters, M-O-H, those are capital as well, and then just confirm the signature, and then it's going to take you into the dashboard, or the dashboard login.
Yeah, I'm on it
now. Okay, the dashboard login is where we're going to get your username and password set up. You're going to receive that within 5 to 7 days. That's where you're going to be able to track everything. So what I'm going to do is send you over that email for tomorrow's call between, I have it down between 12 and 1 o'clock. If you need to reschedule it, you know, feel free to email me or text me. You can also, you know, call me if need be. But other than that, that's pretty much it. We'll give you a call tomorrow and we'll go from there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Now, do you have any questions or anything other for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I hope you, uh-huh.
Like, can you use me?
Yeah, that, you're going to get the credentials for that within 5 to 7 days. We're going to start building everything for you. That's going to be your dashboard.
All right.
Okay. And you're going to receive automatic text messages and emails as well as everything starts going. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I'll speak with you guys tomorrow.
All right.
All right, thanks. Bye.